The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 624.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the founder of Mero Studio, and she's also the first LinkedIn local host in Cavite, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jane Martinito. Jane, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm so grateful that you have invited me here. And going back, I was a psychology graduate. I really strive hard. I'm studying psychology, but I found my passion on designing websites. And aside from creating websites, I'm also passionate about LinkedIn. And through the influence of my mentor, Virginia Bautista, I became a LinkedIn local host here in Cavite. And as my way of returning the favor, and my mission is just to educate all the Cavitenos and the Filipinos about the power of LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Jane, what's your cultural background?
I'm from the Philippines, and my parents are both Tagalog. And I grew up in a very conservative family. I was taught to always behave like a modest, well-behaved girl, and I was so afraid to speak up my mind.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something most women go through, especially in Asia, right? Learning to speak their voice, which is one of the reasons why I created the podcast, so that there is a support system for women out there who are feeling like that. So thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I don't want to sound religious, because I highly respect the belief of others. But my favorite self-confident quote ever since I was a teenager is found in the Bible. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is being able to face all her fears, always believing that everything will just be all right, and accepting who you are.
That's a great definition that you mentioned. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I actually grew up in a broken family, and growing up without a fatherly image was tough. I was bullied and I was so insecure. I grew up with the thought in mind that I was ugly. And to cover my insecurities, I really strived hard at school. That's why I chose to study psychology, because I wanted to know and understand myself. And I discovered that according to Freud, that our past is the father of our present, meaning whatever personality we have right now is the product of our past. Actually, I wasn't that confident until I got married to my husband, who grew up in a complete happy family. He always corrects me. He loves me so much. He always understands me. And most importantly, he supports me to achieve all my dreams and goals.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what was that point in your life when you realized, you had the confidence to go out there and be the person that you are today, especially, venturing into creating your own websites and, doing something that most women in the Philippines would not do? What was that aha moment?
I had really so many struggles and failures as a kid, and I failed at school, I was embarrassed, I got bullied, I had failures even in decision making, and I also had this depression. And these experiences shouldn't make me down, and I used this stuff to lift me up and become the person that I want to be. Life is a risk, you'll never know what would happen in the future unless we try it.
Thanks for sharing then. Yeah, everything we do is through action, right? I think action is what cures us to be more confident and gives us strength, because no matter what happens, there's always things that will go up and there's things that will go down, but it's how we react to it that matters the most. And, because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
I become happier and still yearning for more learnings. And we're all work in progress, and we can still be improved every single day.
Thanks for sharing that. And that's so true, right? With confidence, it's always a forever journey that we go through, because we're always going to have new challenges, new setbacks, new experiences that we face or learn from, or, helps us build become more confident, become stronger every day. So thanks for sharing that. And you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Always think that there is always someone better than you. So you'll stay humble and you'll always yearn for more learnings and never stop studying. Whatever achievements we already have, we are still always work in progress. We have to always remember that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, sure. You can find me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/JaneMartinito.mero. And also, you can usually find me on LinkedIn. That's linkedin.com/IN/JaneMartinito.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jane, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Jane's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Jane today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Jane.
Thank you so much, Gina, for having me here. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.